All the time. Yes, sir. It's such a privilege, blessing to be back here, and it's certainly a privilege to see Brother Ike. Like you said, last time I saw him was at the nursing home over there. That's correct. Yeah, last time I saw him. And he had another friend there with you, the wheelchair. I can't think of his name, but he was there with you as well. And I was telling your wife, I hope I haven't been bothering you. I think I've been calling you about every week.
That's all right.
And,
I enjoyed it.
And sure really, brother, he's not only, I understand y'all pastor, but he's my friend. Yeah. And we've actually our entire ministry, all that I know of, my church and others have been praying. And so it's just such a blessing to see results. Amen. Of prayer. So we certainly appreciate that. I appreciate the Sunday school lesson this morning, brother. Yes, that's one of my favorite books for First and Second Peter concerning suffering and then serving. And a lot of people don't know you can't serve him, you know. And sanctification, suffering is part of sanctification. To get to the point of serving, amen. Salvation, sanctification, and then service. So a lot of people think they're serving him and try to serve him and to exclude suffering. We are partakers of his suffering, aren't we? I appreciate that. That was right on target this morning, and I was surprised to see you up there. Really, I knew he was a man of knowledge, because he and I would talk all the time. So my first time hearing you, brother, and I really appreciate the lesson. And you people, you all have to continue to pray for him, because he's really teaching you something. And that's in all of you that teaches here. I always enjoyed coming here. And brother, I appreciate you. I haven't heard him teach much, but I appreciate his preaching in prison, Brother Murphy. I talk about you all the time too, brother. I really do. Just praise God for the word of God. And Brother Gary, I certainly praise God for the men of God, amen, to stand behind this book. And that's the only way we're going to get it out, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And only thing that's going to help us grow. I've been listening to two words this morning, and I said, man, y'all going to preach my message after a while. Let me just share with you a little bit where we've been. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we were in Ocala. It's a female institution there, Lowell CI, which is a large female facility. We average a little over 4,000 females there. That's a lot of females. That's a lot of females. It'll break your heart. You see mothers and daughters and mothers and daughters in the same place, you know, sisters and grandmothers, you know, and that was a sad situation. Well, we witnessed 24 saved there, and so you all continue to pray. We have a chaplain down there, a female chaplain that's worked with them. She's not a preacher, but she works with the ladies there. Yeah. And they are well-versed. The lady, she's doing a great job there. As a matter of fact, we saw 23 saved in the service, but one inmate led another inmate to the Lord outside of the service. So we counted that one too, amen. And which is all to the glory of God. And so praise the Lord for Sister Angel, really leading these ladies to the Lord, discipling them. That's what it's all about. And it's such a blessing to see them lead others to the Lord. That's what it's all about, with confidence, because they know the word of God. And that is that's vital, isn't it? That's very vital. And then next, well, Father's Day, the day before Father's Day, I'll be at y'all please pray for me in the Funax Springs, Walton CI, and I'll be preaching a Father's Day message. So y'all pray for me on that one. Yeah. It's going to be a tough one, okay? Yeah. It really is. So y'all pray the Lord to give me wisdom. It's in the Word of God, amen. Yeah. We'll find it there. And so just pray the Lord to just direct me to the right passage of Scripture. I don't want to, could I preach a Father? Yes, I can. But I want to be an encouragement to these men, okay? Yeah. I don't want them to feel that. And in some need, I'm not going to butter the up or sweeten up the word of God. I'm going to tell it like it is. But I want these people to leave there encouraged, because some of these guys will never get out. Right. All guys got a lot of time. And you pray for me to help them how to be a help while they're incarcerated to their children. I do know they can write and et cetera. But they can still be a living testimony right there where they are. They have children. I mean, that's called children. They have some older people, younger folk. They can be a father to those that are incarcerated there. So just pray for me. I guess I'm practicing it on y'all, I guess. But y'all pray for us. I mean, just going over the scriptures here. I've gathered a few things there. And then, the same week, just me back up, let me rewind a little bit. I'll be in G.K. Fountain J.O. Davis, and in the Scammonia Work Camp. That's in Alabama there in Atmore area. Be there that same week, that Thursday and Friday, and I'll leave Saturday going to the funeral experience. You all pray for us. Praise the Lord, Thursday and Friday won't be a Father's Day message, okay? Only Saturday. So you all pray for me at that particular area there. We just, like the pastor said, we just left Tennessee. I just left Tennessee here and for training and information week. I was in a camp meeting that night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, good camp meeting, and just had a great time there as well. But y'all continue to pray for all of the Southeast. Well, let's pray for our entire ministry, but I'm the director of all the Southeastern states. I think we're covering a little over 490,000 inmates somewhere up in there. We're just about covering, actually, the Southeast, more prison in the Southeast than any other place. What you got, Texas is not a Southeastern, and California, but, you know, but other than that, most of your prisoners are in the Southeast. Y'all pray for us in that particular area as well. This morning I heard suffering. That was good. Amen. And I have on this tie, all things are possible, right?
Yes.
And this morning we're going to still talk about all things. Amen. I'm going to give you, when I was here, I think back in January when you was right. Hospitalized, I preached on all things. And that was part one. There's a series that I preach on these all things. I'm going to give you part two this morning and trust that it'll be a help to you, okay? So I thought I'd tell you part two. You say, well, he talked about all things before. Every time we up here preaching, we talking about all things, aren't we? Whether you know it or not, we're talking about something out of all things, aren't we?
Right.
And so I want to give you part two of all things. And it's also in Romans chapter 8. We'll not so much look at those that love God. I think that's what we were the first time we was here. And we talked about Peter and et cetera. That's how we concluded it, you know, when the Lord made the statement, Peter, do you love me? We'll not hit that. We'll not get there this morning. I want you to look at another aspect, part two of this all things, and trust it to be a help to you, and trust it to be an encouragement to you, in such a way that you leave here, you'll be different, and you can help others as well. Now, notice just hold your places there. I know it's in Romans 8:20. Hold your places there, and turn to John chapter 1, because we're going to get things in context here this morning, and then we're going to pray and we'll get started. John chapter 1. Still hear pages, so as soon as the pages stop turning, I'll breathe. Notice the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same beginning with God. Now notice verse 3. All things, you see that? All things were made by Him. That's semicolon. Let's just pause just for a minute. I understand it's a broken sentence, verse here, but let's just pause for a minute. Now I want to help you with that word means pause. If you look at it in the Greek, it means pause. Because you're going to see this word pause, P-A-S, you're going to see it through all the scriptures that I'm going to get, not all of them, but most of the scriptures I give you today. When you see the word all things, it's going to mean pause. It's going to mean that same thing. Now, notice what it says here. It says, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. How many of you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
And all things, he said, all things were made, guess what? By Him. Now everything was made by Him. Now, you can look this up in the Greek, Hebrew, the English, whatever. All things mean everything.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what it means here. And so everything as a whole, thoroughly, whatsoever, whosoever, everything that was made by Him, without anything made that was made. Now, notice then, you don't have to turn. Colossians 1:16 says, for by Him were all things created. Now, that's the same word, Paul. All things, everything created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible, invisible. Now, you know the things that you see, He made them. The things you don't see, He made them.
Yeah. Right.
And whether they be thrones, okay, or dominions, or principalities, or power, here's this word again, Paul. All things were created by Him, and the next three words said, and for Him.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So this means there's nothing missing in His eyes, because He made everything that was made. Now, notice in Colossians 1:17 says, and He is before all things. He's got to be before Him if He created them, amen? But that's what the Bible says. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now, it means include its collateral form, set together, introduced, to exhibit, to stand, to mend, consist, to make stand with anything that was made of man. He's holding all things together. The Bible tells me in Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible tells me that God, who at certain time and doubtless man spake in time, passing to the fathers, as in the last day spoke to us by his Son, whom he had appointed. Is that word again? What? All things by the word of his power. He's been expressed image of his person, upholding all things, tell it again, by the word of his power. And guess what he's doing here? Upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of majesty of high. Now this is the God that we serve.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? All things. Now that all things means everything. whether it be thrones or dominion, whether it be visible, whether it be invisible,
right.
Whether it be in heaven. I'm talking this mic, brother. Okay, go back here. Okay. All right, let's just take a break for a second. All things still working, isn't it? Now notice, let me have you to turn here to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, then we'll work our way back. You know, it'd be good for us to know this. This is just scriptures. Amen. This is just the word of God. It's going to help you when we get to Romans 8:28 here. Now, Ephesians chapter 1. Notice what he says here. And I'll just begin at verse 18. Look what he said. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened it. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of his glory, of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him, whereabout, at the right hand in heavenly places. Now notice, at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And have put, here's his word again, all things under his what? So not only he created everything, amen, and control of everything, and guess what? Everything is under him.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Now notice what he said, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Mm. Now let's back up.
Amen.
I want to preach and teach to you some things this morning. Let's back up to Romans 8:28, and then we're going to pray. Now notice, and we can quote this, most of you can even quote this verse, even though we don't like it, but we can quote it, can't we?
Yeah.
Notice what it says, and we know. We talked about the last time we were here, and we know. That's confidence. Listen, that is confidence without wavering, because you know all things. Now, first of all, you know he created everything.
Yeah.
You know everything is on his feet. You know thrones of dominion, everything, amen, that consists. Everything was made for him. And guess what? By him and for him. Now notice he said, and we know. Now this is just scripture. And we know that all things, that same word pops again, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. There's a comma there. Notice to them that love God. Now notice, I want to help you with something. I don't want to beat you over the head. I understand there's certain degrees of love and etc. But here's the day. You know who he's talking to? He's talking to his Christian, his people.
Amen.
So then that love God, all things are working. Let me say something with you before we go any further. You're not saved. You ready for this? You're still under the curse. You're still under that Adamic nature. We have both natures. I understand that. But guess what? You're still living in your sin. So this does not apply to you. Y'all understand that the goodness of God lead thee to repentance.
Yeah. Right.
But here he's talking to those that love God, those that he's brought into the family of God, and those that have been birthed, amen, by way of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And if you see chapter 8, it's a spirit chapter. He's the executor. Amen. You see it, it's going to mention probably 18 times. I'm not read the whole chapter, 17 and 18. He's mentioned a bunch.
Yeah.
Because he's the executor. All these things, he's bringing everything in place. Now he's talking about, now he's telling us all things work together for good to them that love God. And notice what else he says in his passage of scripture, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, today I'm going to give you part two. We're not, if you have me back, you may not have me back. If you do have me back, we may get to part three. But this stuff is, this is good. This is the word of God. It ain't Mike Kelly, it's the word of God. I'm telling you, I tried my best to get away from it. But I just can't. Because I'll be honest with you, I've been reading this chapter, studied and preached it and taught it for years.
Yeah.
But boy, God has given me something new here.
Amen.
It wasn't new to him. But he gave me something.
Amen, brother.
And I want to help you folk with it. Listen, if you already know it, don't burst my bubble, okay? Let me tell it to you again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this night, the day you've given us. Thank you so much for who you are and what you are to us. Father, I pray, Lord, you'd have me behind the cross and behind this pulpit. Lord, let it be all of you and none of me. Lord, we do love you today. We do thank you so much for who you are and what you are to us. And Father, I do pray this day that we'll leave here different than the way we came. Lord, Father, please work with us through the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of Scripture. And Father, I just pray that we would obey you to the point of allowing you to rule and reign in our lives. We do pray for those, if there's any here that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we pray today would be the day of salvation for them. And Father, we do pray for the Christians that you would encourage us in such a way that we would know and have the privilege of knowing and the certainties of knowing without wavering and doubting that all things work together for good. We do love you. We do thank you so much for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now notice, I may have mentioned it here before. Just give you just a brief summary here of some things that took place last time here. I may have mentioned it here. I may not. Now notice, the Bible says, and we know. It did not say you understand everything. I'll say that again. The Bible says we know that all things work together for good. He didn't say we understand that everything worked together for good. I'm not a carpenter. I don't know how y'all got that out there. I see it. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? My car this morning, I put the key in the ignition, cranked it up, and I went down the highway. I know it has pistons and whatever in them, spark plugs or whatever, but you know what? I don't know how those things operate. I do not. I know it's there. Amen. But if you ask me today, hey, brother, you understand how all these things are? Or do you know how to put it together? You have wisdom behind it? I'll tell you no. I do know one thing is working. It got me down here. Y'all understand that? And so he's telling us, listen to me carefully, the privilege, God is not hiding anything from us. He's telling you, and listen, and you cut out all thoughts. Guess what? He made everything. You wonder why, how did this come about? Let he answered it. He created all things.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
But now he's telling us that all things work together for good. Now notice, I want to help you. We see the privileges, and that's what we talked about the first time. We talked about the privileges of knowing, the privilege of a Christian. We have privilege. We're not in the blind, are we?
Right.
Praise God. We're not in the blind. Listen, I don't have to hope that I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I don't have to hope that I'm saved. I know I'm saved. He told me from his word. Amen. And that's what we have faith in, his word. Amen.
Right.
I believe it in my heart.
Right.
I believe that. I didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ, but I read all the things that he's done, amen, by way of the Spirit of God. I know that's a fact, Brother Gary. I know that.
Amen.
Now, did I see him? No, I did not. But I believe that. I trust that. I have him in my heart. We have confidence in the Word of God. The Word of God is life, isn't it? It produces life. Amen. And so I want you to understand the privilege of knowing everything. I don't doubt that this is the Word of God.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. And I know those things. But today I want you to understand the power of God works together for our good. The power of God
Amen.
Works together for our good. The power of God works together for our good. It's a glorious power. Notice what the Bible says in Colossians 1:11. You understand? It says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering and joyfulness. Now notice God's power worked together supporting us in trouble. You ever been in trouble before? You ever know God worked it out? Amen. His power we got you out. Hey, look at the troubles David was in. God delivered him by his power and he defeated every enemy.
Right. Amen.
That was God's power.
Amen.
It reminded me when the three Hebrew boys, amen, in the fiery furnace.
Right.
It had to be the power of God
right.
and it worked together for their good. Did it not?
Yeah.
Didn't the king say, I see four?
Yeah.
We saw the power of God working in the midst of that. Hey, what about old Jonah? How many folks you know was in the whale's belly and survived after 3 days? Huh? For 3 days. It had to be the power of God that got him through that. And guess what? It worked together for his good, did it not?
Yeah.
Hey, even though he didn't have he still had a bad attitude, but did he not go to Nineveh? It worked together for God's good.
Amen. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So it helps us when we are in trouble. As Deuteronomy 33:27a, it says God's power, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This God, isn't that something? This is the God that we serve, and it works together. His power works together for our good. Isn't that something? This is the word of God. And we see here, according to 2 Peter 1:3, says, according as his divine power has given unto us, you talked about it this morning, all things, amen, pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Listen, all things he gave us, all things that are working together for good.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
As the same word, Paul's, everything that he created here, guess what? He did it there, and it's working together. You mean everything? Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? It'll hurt us to try to understand all that.
Yes,
you have to be God to do all that, to understand all that.
Yes, amen.
You know, I don't understand how some creatures get around there. I don't even know why they're here, brother. I know sometimes, and people make the statement, I don't know why God made this. It's for your good. Whether you believe that or not, it's all things working together for your good. He put them here.
Yeah.
I'll tell my wife, boy, I hate those old pine, those cockroaches. I don't know why they're here, brother. But ready for this? All things.
Yeah.
They're here for a reason. And guess what? If you did a research on it, you'll find out why they're here. But God already know why they're here.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Because he put them here.
Yeah.
I do remember, I may have mentioned this before, I know that one of the Asian countries, I forgot where it was, they were collecting snakes. Boy, they had a problem with snakes, Brother Gary. And boy, they tried to collect every snake they could and sell them and kill them or whatever. And when they got rid of the snakes, guess what? Boy, they had a problem with rats. And the snakes were taking care of the rats for them. So we don't know. We don't know, do we? But all things work, but they're working together for the good. Now, the promise of God work together for good. Listen, they are exceeding great and precious promise. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, notice the promise of God working together for our good. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
He called them exceeding great, and they're precious.
Yes, sir.
Now, these are his folk, his people. That is God. Now, I want you to see God in just this morning, okay? I really want you to see this. Now, while we're there, I want you to see the person that worked all things together. I believe in the triune God, don't you?
Yes.
Huh? I believe in God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what I believe in. Also, but this chapter here is we see this Holy Spirit of God in this chapter a bunch. But I want to show you something here. Let's just look at the person of the Godhead. He's the person in the Godhead, is he not? That's right. And so we see the Trinity here. We see the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God work together for good.
Right.
Notice now, let's go through the scripture here this morning. I want to be a help to you. Look at verse 26. And I hate to skip you. We can read the whole chapter. We could. It's just real good. Now notice what he said in verse 26. Likewise. You see that? And now you can go back and see he's comparing to and accepting. But notice he said, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our, what's the next word? Infirmities. That's when we're without strength. Inability to produce anything. You ever been to get your wits in?
Yeah.
Huh? Now this is working together for our good. Now we're going to want you to see the love of God here. Now we see the Holy Spirit of God. Guess what? What he's doing here, he's helping us. In our help us also help our infirmities. And that's when you, inability, like I said, to produce results, weakness in faith. Notice what he says, but we know not what we should pray for.
Yes.
As we ought.
Yeah.
You know what is he going to deal with? Now, please, if you get upset with me, you'll be in the flesh. He helps us with our ignorance.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, some of you may be blowing up now, but whatever. I'm still trusting all things. Amen?
Amen.
So notice here. Now, he helps us in our infirmities. Then he says here in this passage of scripture here, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make it, what's the next word? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Notice what he does here. Notice what he does. He plead our case and deal, here's again, with our ignorance. That's what he does. He pleads with our case.
Amen.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Can I tell you, a lot of times you're praying, I'm not speaking of, he didn't say here, you're praying in the midst here. He didn't say that. He said, there's time you pray for some things you don't know what to pray for. He even asked you all to pray for it.
Right.
But this is a help here, how he make it intercessions for. Isn't this something? Now, ready for this now. This is going to work together for your good. Notice, God, the Holy Spirit, is praying for you.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Sir.
And you ready for this? He know how to pray for you.
Amen.
He know how to get, listen to me carefully, deeper than you can with your own self.
Sure
does. To pray for you.
Yes. Amen.
Isn't that something? Amen. In other words, he know you better than you know yourself.
Right.
And notice what he says here in this passage of scripture here. Notice what he says here in verse 27. And he that searcheth what? The hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh what? Intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yes.
Isn't this something? You don't know the will of God sometimes by your prayer. But you ready for this? You don't have him on Skype today, do you? You told him to step down. All right.
Yeah.
Know what the Spirit of God does. First of all, he knows your infirmities. It didn't say infirmity. Brother Gary didn't say I can come to you one time and said, don't come to me no more now. I am not able to help you again. It says infirmities.
Yes.
That's plural.
Right.
That doesn't mean a one time deal either.
Right.
It's a constant. He's continuing
to
do this. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Now notice your infirmities. No, he knows what you're going through.
Yeah, he does.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
See, it's not like the priest in the Old Testament. This is good. This is not the priest in the Old Testament. You know, he had to go and get his sins taken care of first. And then guess what? Then he had to take the sin of the Lord to the people. Amen. He didn't really understand exactly what they were going through.
That's right. Yeah.
But here the Spirit of God said, I know what you're going through.
That's right.
I know what you need.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm going to bring you right to the point of the will of God. He's going to line us right up.
Yes, sir.
How many times you prayed for things, guess what? And guess what? You find out later on that God changed your prayer. Raise your hand. Come on now, if you're here. Hey, God done changed your prayer. Not that you weren't so spiritual that you changed yourself. Well, I changed directions. No, he changed direction. Just like like the wind. That's blowing the sailship and direct it whichever way he wants to go. And that's what God is doing to you. Just like he spoke to the holy men of God. Amen. To write the scriptures.
Right.
He blew how the Spirit of God worked in their hearts and guided them, directed them. He was the authority. Amen.
Yeah.
Authorship of that. Guess what he's doing? He's doing you the same way.
Amen.
He's just blowing you in the direction.
Yeah.
Right there in the will of God. He knows the heart.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank God.
Notice what he's doing here. Then he's bringing us right in tune with the things of God. And then we pray according, you see that? With the will of God. Isn't that something? I'm not telling you that it feels good. There's certain times we have to pray. We pray prayers that you wouldn't thought you ever prayed. You ever prayed a prayer when you know the Lord wasn't going to do something?
and you had to, and you really wanted, see, here's the key, you really tried to turn God the way you want to turn him. But the Spirit of God can get you to the point where, listen, you know this old flesh don't like it. That's why it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And then he turned you to the point. You ever prayed that Lord, if that's if your will, take so and so? Never prayed that, have you? But there's time God take changing.
Right.
Now, I don't base things on my experience. I really don't. I base it on the Word of God.
Amen.
But experience, you can, but experience if it's based on the Word of God. How about that?
Yeah.
Here years ago, and I'm not boasting, here years ago when we, like we may have mentioned before, we buried two kids in 4 months' time. And you know, we spent about 28 days with one kid, with the first child, 28 days. And we prayed and prayed and prayed, Brother Murphy, that the Lord would heal that child. We prayed. And the day they did a biopsy on her, you know, one of her better days, and for the first time, my wife and I went home together. We would exchange. You know, she stayed at the hospital a little while. You know, then we were both together. We'd go and take a shower, whatever, and we'd come back. We'd take turns, whatever. And for the first day, we went home together. And I was in one room. I think she may have been in the restroom. I think I was in the bedroom. I'm not for sure. I really don't. It's been years ago. But our prayer changed. Our prayer was, Lord, if it's your will, take her. And little did I know, really, I'm not one to get, y'all been knowing me long enough, and I'm not a man to tell you I see visions and all this old stuff. I'm just telling you it's based on the Word of God.
Yeah. Right.
And not little did I know she was praying the same thing. We didn't come together and come to a conclusion of that. We didn't. God brought us to that conclusion as to what he was going to do.
Right.
You ready for this? But praise God for a merciful God. He was waiting on us to let go.
Yes.
Getting our hearts prepared to let go.
Right.
And not long after that, right after we probably got off on our knees, it wasn't long, we received a phone call from the doctors at the hospital to tell us to get out there. She's in a grave situation. Did we want her to go? No, we did not.
Yeah.
But what is the will of God?
Yeah.
Y'all see that? We want to hold on so long.
That's right, brother.
And I'll say something to you here, and I'm not saying this in a boastful way. We fear death, don't we? And we should not.
Yeah.
We miss loved ones. We really would. But you don't fear death. Because let me tell you something. We're in a better, they're in a way better place than we are.
Yes, thank you.
My brother made the statement, Brother Gary, here almost 4 years ago. He knew he was dying, but he said, I know I'm dying, but I sure don't want to go now. But you know when you die, Brother Murphy, you ready for this? I preached this funeral. You know, I said, old John, wish he hadn't made that statement. He's there in the presence of God, amen.
Yeah.
And so has all things work together for good. Listen, he's going into eternal life.
Amen, brother.
So we see that the Holy Spirit of God, we see, in, now what are we seeing? We're seeing the love of God. We're seeing the person that we're talking about now is the Holy Spirit of God, how he helped us. Hey, he said, I'm going to help you in your infirmities. Mm. I know what you're going through. Matter of fact, I can go deeper than you can with your problem.
Yes.
I can get to the heart of this thing. I know the heart of the Spirit. Listen, he knows the will of God. He is God.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So he's working everything together for good. Y'all, I hope y'all get that now.
Yeah.
I can have a fun time all by myself.
Yeah. Amen.
this is the Word of God. Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Well, I tell you what. We can have fun in the love of God and the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you. I get excited when it comes to, boy, he's doing all this for me. And I knew this before, but it means something different to me now, brother.
Yeah.
Other ones, we can know something. Now you get that intimate relationship. Well, you understand what I'm saying? Just like I know you, then eventually I get around you long enough, guess what? Then I know you better.
Yeah.
And Paul made that statement, didn't he? That I may know him.
That's right.
And Paul was a great man of God. But he said, I'm not there yet. Now notice, what else we see here? We see God, the Holy Spirit. We're going to go from the Holy Spirit on up, okay? And I'm not saying that in reference to one is better than another. That's not what I'm saying, okay? I know we normally say the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Now listen to the Holy Ghost. We're going to do it in that order, okay? The Holy Ghost, and let's look at the Son. Notice, here we see Christ works together
for our good. Now notice, I want you to see something, because we'll go back to, we're going to come back to it again, to it again. Notice what he says here. Let's see what he says here. Now, and I will say this, while Satan is tempting, Christ is praying. Amen. Notice what it says in Hebrews, Hebrews 9:24, and then we'll go to, I'll read it here. He said, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are a figure of the truth, but into heavens itself, now to appear in the presence of God. What's that next two words? For us.
Amen.
Now notice in verse 34 here, because we're going to come back to this. We'll see this twice. Notice what he says here. And then he asks the question, who is he that condemned us? It is Christ that died, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercessions for us. Yes. Get y'all ready for this? We got the Holy Spirit of God helping us out in infirmities, and he's praying for us.
Yes.
Now we got Christ. It's right on the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Praying for us.
Amen.
Yes, you ready for this? You got God in you praying.
Yeah.
And you got God on the right hand praying.
Yeah.
You Amen. Can't beat that.
Amen. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Isn't that something? The Holy Spirit of God say, hey, I got it according to our will here, amen. Now I got that prayer chain. Now the Holy Spirit, that receives that Christ is saying, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you as well. I'm right here. Hey, executing the authorities.
Yes.
That right hand power. Yeah. The authority of God. Yes. Guess what? He said, I'm praying God is down here and God is up there.
Yes.
And he asked a question here in that verse. Who is he that condemned us? Huh? Notice how he started the verse in verse 1. Therefore there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Right? And that's what it says. To them which are in Christ, who walk not in the flesh but after the Spirit. For the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Now notice what he says. For what the law could not do. Could not do. And that's what it says. And that it was weak through the flesh. What did God do? And he said God sent his own son. Notice, now we're seeing so much that he sent the son for us. Who's going to condemn me? He said all things work together for good. Hey, I sent the son.
Hey.
Notice what else in this verse here that took place in verse 3. He said the weakness of the flesh, God sent his son. And the likeness of sinful flesh. So not only that he was the sent one, he was seen. Hey, we see in John 1:12, he said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory that's only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we see that he sent his son. They seen him. They beheld his glory.
Yes.
Amen.
What else he said in this verse? Now this is what he's done for us now. Not only he's praying for you, he said, listen, I sent the righteous one to you. He was sent. He was seen. John said he saw him there. Not just the disciples, but they saw him, did they not? And the entire group of people, populated people, saw him. You ready for this? All they beheld was his glory. You remember Caiaphas sent out a group, amen, to check him out, amen, to try to find him in fault. And they come back and said, hey, this man's one to speak. He spake like one with authority.
Yeah.
They didn't find no fault in him.
Amen.
Now notice what he says here, for what the law could not do, that is weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. You see that? And notice the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So what does he do? We see here, he sent him. He was the sent one. He was seen. He was the substitute. And he was the sinless one.
Yes.
And so then he goes to this first. He said, who is he that condemned me? Huh? See, this is the one that made all things. You understand, all things under him.
Yeah.
All things were made by him. And without him, anything made that was made. Whether it was visible, invisible, thrones, principalities, and power, whatever. All things are working together, he said, for your good.
Amen. Yes.
And we see Christ praying for us. Now I want to help you with this, and we'll be done here in just a few minutes. Now, I want to help you. I'm not going to know why all things work together for good. Why? Why? You know, people have certain reasons, don't they?
They have all kind of reasons why I think. Job friends had reasons, didn't they?
Sure.
They had answers, didn't they?
Yes.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
They weren't good answers, though, were they? No, they weren't even right, were they? But we're good at doing that, aren't we?
Sure are.
Hmm? Well, I'll tell you what, why this happened to so-and-so. Because.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Because you know nothing. You don't know why. Hey, but listen, I'm going to give you a reason why. Hey, why all things work together? Ready for this? Because of the love and interest God has for his children. You see that? Because of the love and the interest that God has for his children. All things work together for good.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Notice when Adam was created, guess what? All things were for him, wasn't it?
Amen.
He told him everything. Told him to name things or whatever. Guess what? He messed up big time.
Right.
But now we got Christ on the scene. Y'all ready for this? We're new creatures. Amen?
Yeah.
The Bible says regeneration. You know what regeneration means? Uh-huh. You know what it means? Listen to me carefully. To be brought back anew again, okay? Guess what? In a new Genesis.
Yeah.
Now, regeneration. Now we in... Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
See, we're new creatures now in here.
Yes.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Y'all understand that? So we don't have to fall under the curse of Adam anymore. We have Christ. We have a second Adam that brought us into the new creation. We're waiting for that time to come.
Amen.
But until then, we're there.
That's right.
Spiritually speaking.
Yes. Amen.
Y'all see that? That's why we can't see all things work together. Because we're still looking at these old Adamic nature. That's how we're looking through the eyes. That's what we're looking through. That's why we can't see it. Y'all understand that? Now notice, you're not living. You ready for this? You're not living the Savior, the life of the Savior when he come here. You living the life of a resurrected Savior.
Yeah.
And that's the life you're living right now. Y'all understand that? And newness of life. And that's when he died, you died. When he was buried, he was buried. And when he raised again, you were raised again. And newness of life.
Yes.
And we're planted together with him. Now that word plant mean also to grow. If you're planted in a thing, something, I'm sure you're hoping for it to grow.
Amen.
And so we see his interest for us. Now let's look at the chapter here. Now notice here, it's love for us. You're going to see it. I'm going to teach you something. Look at verse 32. Notice what he said. Let me read verse 31 first. Okay, what shall we then say to these things? Okay, we can go back. Now notice what he says here. Verse 31, I'm sorry. What shall we say to these things? If God be, what's that next word? For us. You see God's love and interest for his?
Yes.
Huh? Y'all see that?
Yes,
now, if God be for us, who can be against us? Then he goes into verse 32 and show you how much he loves you. Notice, he spared not his own son. Let's just pause right there. He loved us so much, he spared not his own son. That's his love and interest for you. Isn't that something?
Right.
He spared not him. His own son. And that's what he says here in this verse. But deliver him up. What's the next few words? For us all. And that's what he did for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us, here's that word pause again, all things.
Amen.
That's deep, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Heirs. Join heirs.
Yes.
Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Listen, we can call him Papa now. Amen. Y'all understand. And guess what? He loves us so much. He said, I spare not my son. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That who shall believe him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We see that no man has seen God in the time, right? But the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, I might be having a good time by myself. Some of you are looking at me like, what? You realize what he done for you. I tell people all the time, you may not shout now. I ain't trying to get you shout. I am not. I am not. But you ready for this? When you get to heaven, you just might shout.
Yes, sir.
You might say, hey, Mike. Yeah. I got a glimpse of what you were talking about.
Amen. Glory to God.
I'm not picking on this church. I am not.
But I've been to places, brother. They look at me and the pastor said, brother, they really listening to you. They is. They just contemplating. You know, they taking it in. And brother, time I grabbed my wife, honey, I'm so glad this is over. Not here, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Please, let's go on, okay? I'll not say anything yet. Notice what he said in verse 33. Who shall lay anything, he's talking about charges here, to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Now, verse 34 again. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again from the dead, at the right hand of God, who maketh intercessions for us. Now, notice, look at verse 35 here. Verse 35, he's going to say something here in verse 35. Notice what he says here. Who shall separate us from the... See, what about you love of him? Now he's talking about him. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Mm-hmm. Shall tribulations... Now you ready for this? He's going to start at a small thing here. This is small. Then he's going to heighten that thing. Tribulations! Now this signifies anything that presses us, pinches us, anything that's going to press us. So he mentioned tribulations. Notice what else he says in this verse here. Okay. Then he said, or distress. Now this word distress, it probably signifies straightness of place or whatever. Not only it leaves the body, but guess what? The next thing it gets to, your mind. What happened to Job? Yeah. Physically first. Yeah. Then he began to mess with his mind. Yeah. Because Satan did say the Lord told the Lord that Job would eventually curse him. Remember that?
Yes, he did.
He did not, but notice what happened. Boy, he sure went through some problems, did he not?
Yeah.
Kind of pondered his mind a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all understand? He got to the point he even got bitter with his friends. Because what's happening is his body. Boy, he's touched him from here to there, did he not? He put it on him bodily, then eventually messes with your mind. And you watch what I'm telling you. You go through suffering so much, a trial and tribulation so much, it begin to mess with your mind.
Yeah, sure will. Right.
And so now he's saying, listen, that's not going to separate you.
Amen.
Y'all see that?
Yeah.
And so we see here from tribulation signifying the oppressors, or distress, and probably signify, okay, the place are transferred from the body to the mind. Okay, this points out anguish and perplexity and etc. Now, persecution talks about driving us from one place to another. If you look at Matthew, you remember how persecution took place and God had they migrated someplace else? They went someplace else. You remember James, how they were scattered, but the gospel still was being preached? You remember in Jerusalem, they all sticking there and God caused what? Persecution, a problem to take place to guess what? To put them somewhere else. Why? But they're working together for us. Good. Because God was getting the gospel spread it throughout the region.
Amen. Yes, sir.
All things work together for good. Y'all see that? And so he was working it out according to his plan. And he's got ways of blowing and getting you where he wants you.
Yes.
According to the will of God. So we see those things here. Notice what else he says here in the passage of scripture here. Look at verse 30. Let me read all of it here. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Okay? As it is written, okay, and this is borrowed from the Old Testament, as it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep. As sheep what? For the slaughter. Notice in verse 37. He going to make a statement.
Yeah.
Nay!
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Notice, you think he said this sad, brother?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't think so. Even though they have a comma here, I understand that's what wouldn't be the explanation point there to the way I'm trying to express it.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like a semi, you know? Nay! In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us.
Amen.
Could I tell you something? Through suffering, you mentioned that this morning, through suffering, and you take suffering right, it always defeats Satan. What happened when you stayed on Job a little while? You read the passage of scripture. Eventually, you don't see him no more. Even mentioned in the passage of scripture.
Right.
suffering. And if you take it in the right way,
yes,
it's going to defeat him every time.
Amen.
Notice what I said earlier. It goes to the body, then it gets to the mind. And if you get your mind, you're in bad shape.
Yes.
That's why he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in who? Christ Jesus. And then he tells us that we need to be renewed. Right?
Right.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Right.
You see that? So God didn't save our mind. Now say amen. He didn't save your mind.
Yes.
Your mind can get messed up.
Okay.
I've known people that we went to homes here. It wasn't a nursing home. It was kind of, I forget where it was. These people, a lot of these people had kind of lost their minds and et cetera. And Brother Gary, we can preach and preach and preach and Sunday. They just there like that. Now, I'm not picking on, I am not. But they just there. You know, some are just there. And you ready for this? The Lord is my witness. I think Sheep Linda went with me one time in Mississippi, Houston, Mississippi. You may know that place, Brother Murphy. We got to singing the old hymns. And those people that was watching, just looking at us, wasn't saying nothing, they start singing. Didn't have a songbook, but singing the old hymns. How the word of God penetrated their heart that it surpassed their mind.
Amen.
So don't even think when you go in the nursery, I'm going to just plug this in. Don't think, especially if they say people, don't think they're not getting it in.
Right.
That's just something I wanted to share with you, okay? And so we see here that how we defeat Satan by suffering, and how the Lord worked things out for our good. Now notice here this victory that he mentioned here. We'll be done here. Notice he said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. You know 1 Corinthians 5:17 said, but thank be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God who always causes us to what? Triumph in Christ and make it manifold, a manifested Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. 2 Timothy 4:17 said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, this is Paul is speaking, and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all Gentiles might hear. He said, and I was delivered out of the mouth of lions. Who did that?
Yes, amen.
It was the Lord. And so we see here how God always bring us through. Now let me read the rest and we'll be done. Notice, he said, for I'm persuaded. First he said, no, nay. Now he said, I'm persuaded. That neither death, now he's going to get deep now, nor life, nor angels. Now these are the bad angels. For he do have good angels. I believe I have an angel. Amen. I think I have a godly angel that ministers spirit. Amen. Now he's talking to bad angels. These are the ones that left with the old bad boy. These are the ones that left the scene. Guess what? Guess what? Satan had his angels. They're on the attack. And but notice what he's saying here. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. That's right here. Nor things to come. Nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from, what's the next word? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Our Lord.
Amen.
Can't you see the old things? Can't you see when you're going through it?
Yeah.
That the Holy Spirit of God says, hey, I know what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to help you with this problem.
Amen.
Yes. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to line you right up with the will of God. And you ready for this? The Spirit of God always glorify the Son of God.
That's right.
And guess where it gets to? It gets to the throne of grace. Isn't that something? God is here, glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. So guess what? So he's praying. He gets everything in order. Then he takes it to Christ.
Good.
Isn't that something? And God is saying, Father saying, hey, I hope they, let's make this Mike Kelly, I trust that they see that I love them. It's to them that love him. And he said, all, Paul is explaining this chapter right here. He said, all that he's done for you, Please realize that he loves you.
Yes,
nothing is going to separate you. And Satan always calls suspicions upon the character of God. And he says, stick with the stuff. Stick with the stuff.
Amen.
Notice, and I'm just going to, I'm not going to go out because of time. You ready for this? Not only that God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Son is praying for us. And we see because of the love of the Father. You ready for this? He don't leave his children out. He gave us the opportunity to pray, brother.
Amen.
To make intercessions, amen, for one another, for the saints. Listen to me carefully, that we can approach the throne of grace, amen, to obtain what? Mercy, and to find grace at time of need.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. I just mentioned, I know one reason why I couldn't get away from this passage of scripture, and I've seen several people. I know David Roth, y'all support him as well, his mom. She's still hospitalized, and they told her, and I've been praying for her every day, and please, I'm not boasting like I'm somebody, but I'm going to tell you something. You stay right with God, and how you stay right. You mentioned 1 John 1:9 this morning. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You ready for this? You confessed up. Y'all see that? Stay clean up all the time, and guess what? Then you can pray up. And you look for your prayer to be answered.
Yes, sir.
I see him. Listen to me carefully. And last week they made a statement. I've been praying for her. She's been in probably almost 2 months now, brother. Almost 2 months. And they came in here a couple of weeks ago. And the doctors came in, had a little counseling session with his family. And said, I'm afraid we're going to have to put her on this center to hospice and just let her go. And you know, David, he's a praying man. He is.
Yes, he is.
I've been praying for his mama for a long time. And he said, Brother Kelly, we talked, and he said, Brother, because he gave me some reports as to what's going on. I try to call him as much as I call you. I know I probably aggravated you calling me all the time. But you know what? He said, Brother Kelly, we just didn't have peace about that. We said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to pull the plug on it. Last week, he and I was together up in Tennessee. He received a phone call. It was his wife calling. And brother, I know he's on the telephone. Boy, hey, praise God, you know. His mom had got up and walked to the front door and back.
Amen.
He said he was popular. He liked popular snuckers. His mom said, and she never would talk. She said, David, I wish you wouldn't do that. Huh? That's good.
Yes.
And how we can rejoice,
yes,
with each other when we know our prayers have been answered. Now, I understand it can go both ways. This time, God give you peace. There's a dying grace. He can give you peace to let go. Or he can give you peace and continue to go on.
Amen.
He said they didn't give it. He didn't give them peace to go in that direction. Okay? And they continue to. She's steady progressing. Let me share this and I'll be closing. My mom is 86 and she suffered with dementia and a little bit of dementia here. And she had got to the point she couldn't walk, brother, and whatever, just wasn't walking, whatever. And I wasn't doing much of nothing, really. Just sitting there. She'd eat. She will eat when she's little. She'll eat 5 minutes, next minute she want to eat again, you know. So the doctor told her she was obese for eating so much. But anyway, my sister called me. Well, actually, she called me. I was in a meeting, and I texted her and told her I was in a meeting. And so I called her. She said, Mike, I just had to call you. Because I told her, I said, you can call me anytime. Me and my sister talk just about every day. We're real close. And she said, I want to share something with you. She said, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I said, what are you so happy? She said, Mom, just walked out in the yard and just walked from one fence to the other. And she said, Mike, I asked, I said, Mama, I know you're tired, so we're gonna take you back and ask. Mom said, no, I'm not tired. My sister said, I was. She was Mama did some walking. And said she went to the shop with her, and she owned a boutique. Went to the shop with her, and she said, Mom, I know you're not able to ride right now. She said, wait just a minute, let me go get my clothes on. So she's able to put her own clothes on, you know, and all these things. Now, listen, is it going to continue like that? No, we all got to leave here one day or another. But I'm just telling you the progress that is made, you understand, all because of the will of God, you know, working things out. And I believe that. Listen, I know how to pray both ways. I really do.
Yes, sir.
I really do. But God hadn't led us to do that. And now we see the progress. We see her, and my sister, she's a Christian, but I tell you, you just got to know. She said, Mike, I'm going to talk your ears off today.
I'm just telling you some things about mom, you know. And guess what? We give God the glory for. Can't you see that all things work together for good? Can't you see it now?
Yes, sir.
See, when you're going through some type of trial and tribulation, don't try to figure out why all these things happen. You know that all things work together for good. So it'll cut out the why, wouldn't it? As far as in a derogatory way, that's what I'm speaking of. It'll cut it all out if you realize and have confidence that all things work together for good. You may not be able to figure it all out, but you'll see it. Paul talks about how with this light affliction that we're going through now, ain't nothing compared to glory land. Ain't nothing compared.
Yes, brother.
And I tell people all the time, oh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord why. I say, hey, buddy, you ain't going to ask the Lord nothing. Because it's light.
Yeah, it's light.
You may not see that light now, but you may not. You when you get there, you're going to see it as being nothing.
That's right.
Would you try? Listen, let's say 80 years old here. So I'm 80 years old now compared to eternity. And you're going to ask him what happened in your 80-year period of time here. You ain't going to ask him nothing. But you ready for this? You know what you're going to say to him? Lord, we know that all things work together for good.
Amen.
You have full understanding of it now, then. What a God we serve. Let me have you stand, please. What a God we serve. All heads bowed and eyes closed. Please, and brother, I got to be turning over to you in a minute. How many is it not today? Just with the raised hands. Brother Kelly, I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I die today, I know heaven is my home. All because of what the Lord Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. And I placed my faith in him. Wasn't any baptism, any church joining, but I have trusted Christ as my personal Savior. Brother Kelly, I repented of my sins and turned to him. And I know my home is heaven as we speak today. Would you just raise your hand? Amen. I see those. See those? Yes. How many today would say, Brother Kelly, and I'm going to give allow the pianist going to give us an invitation to song, Eternal to Brother Ike. Please, how many today said, Brother Kelly, the Lord spoke to my heart today. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that today? Anyone like that? How many today said, Mr. Kelly, I gathered something from the Word of God this morning. What a blessing it is that he's done all things for me. If God has spoken to your heart this morning, please get it settled. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Hyde. And if God has spoken to your heart, please, even let him know how much you appreciate him. Think of what he does for you and what he's done for you, what he's doing for you, and what he's prepared for you. What a God we serve. Brother Hyde, I'm going to turn it over to you, brother.
Christ, 345. 345.